You are listening to BensTorah.com.
On Rosh Hashanah, we all know there's a mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, and the Loshon Shofar appears in Chumash, and in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Ramban. Ramban had a debate with a Meshumad in Spain about the Jewish religion, about the Christian religion, and he showed the way the whole Christian religion, he won the debate, and he showed the way the Jewish religion was a true religion, and Christianity is kula sheker, so he had to run away from Spain. He was afraid the church would kill him. So he ran to Eretz Yisrael, and he came to the Ir Atika, and there was barely a minyan there. He davened there Rosh Hashanah. He gave a drasha, must have given a drasha for 5-6 hours, and he wrote up the whole drasha. He went through all the topics of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that you have to know. So one of the issues he raised is, that this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the word shofar comes from the word shfoferes, a tube. And the Gemara talks about the shofar on the head of the animal has basar inside. They call the basar like a zachar goes into an akeva. So they call the basar is the zachrusai, shel ha-shofar. And the hard part is the nakvus. So the Ramban says if you have a animal that has a horn that's solid, it doesn't have any basar in the middle, that's not called a shofar. The shofar has to be like a shfoferes, has to be like a tube. You have to scrape out all of the basar. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this thing from the Gemara, what if you left a lot of basar? You just drilled a hole through the basar and through the end of the shofar, and you blow shofar, the sound is going to sound different. But you blow the shofar with the basar inside. So Shulchan Aruch, that's also good. Also good. But the Ramban says you have to have basar in the middle. If the solid horn and you drill a hole all the way through, that by definition, that's not called the shfoferes, and that doesn't qualify for a shofar. Then the Ramo quotes another requirement from the Ran. The Ran didn't exactly say that. The Ran writes, the Ran on the Rif is mesupik, if you have a shofar from a behemoth meyah. Is that acceptable for the mitzvah or not? The Ramah doesn't quote that the Ran was Mesul. Ramah says, the Ran said that it's no good. What's the issue, whether it's good or no good? The Gemara in Bamei Madlikin says that Oros Techoshim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to use for the Mishkan, the Tachash is an animal that no longer exists, so we can't check it to see if it's Malagera, Amafis Parsa, but the Gemara has a tradition. It must have been a kosher animal because Gemiri, usually Gemiri, Rashi and Tosfos learn, Gemiri means we have Allah Moshe Mesina Lahuchshuru Lamalach Shamayim Elor Behema Tahara Belvad. The Gemara said there's a pasuk by Tfilin, Lamantia Taras Hashem Eficha, Kibyar Chazoka, Tziach Hashem in Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Taras Hashem Eficha min Amuta Beficha. If you have a cloth that you want to write, the parshias of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, you're going to write Oisius. Or you have a Bayis Shel Rosh that has a shin or two shins, and the Bayis Shel Rosh, so that has to be Or Behema Torah because of that pasuk. The Mantia Torah, Sashem Eficha, where you have Divrei Torah written, even the shin, one letter, is Divrei Torah, that has to, the cloth has to be from an animal that's muta. Torah, Sashem Eficha, min amuta beficha. But what if you have Ritzuas? Well, there's no Oisius on the Ritzuas, and you have a Bayis Shel Yad, has no oisius, they have oris choshim for the Mishkan. So does that have to be from Or Behema Torah? There's no Torah Sashem Befich, no Divrei Torah written. Gemara says another, so it's Gemiri. Gemiri, again, Rashi and Taz usually understand Gemiri means Allah Moshe Mesina, Lahuchshu, Lamalachu Shamayim, El Or Behema Torah Belvad. So the Gemara in Megillah divides all of the religious articles that we use from it into two different categories. You have sometimes, let's say, atalis, shofar, a lulav, that's tashmishe mitzvah. But you have tefillin and mezuzahs and a sefer Torah, that's tashmishe kedusha. The difference is, let's say, after Sukkot is over, so the esrog is no longer hooked to the mitzvah, and the hadasim are no longer hooked to the mitzvah. It's only hooked to the mitzvah, say, bizman mitzvah. After the zman and mitzvah is up, so tashmishe mitzvah on nizrokim. You can throw it out in the garbage. The Rishonim say it's not proper to, let's say you have an old shofar, have an old lulav, an esrig, which used to be hooked to the mitzvah on Sukkot, and after Yontem is over, after the Zman HaMitzvah is over, no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So the Brisa says in Masechus Megillah, Tashmisha mitzvah, Nizrak, and we can throw it in the garbage. So the Rashba quotes Rishayim, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, shouldn't throw it in the garbage with dirty diapers or with fish bones. That's not because they put it in a separate bag and then throw it in the garbage. But that's the din, Tashmisha mitzvah, Nizrak. But Tashmisha Kedusha, on the Gnosim, you have to put it in Shemus, you have to bury it. It retains the Kedusha even after the Zman HaMitzvah is up. Even if the mezuzah or the tefillin became so puzzled that it's not shaykh to correct it, you can't fix it even if you'll try. It still retains the Kedusha. Still retains the Kedusha. So there's a difference in halacha. The Gemara makes it in Tashmisha Mitzvah and Tashmisha Kedusha. Tashmisha Kedusha, Rab Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, it's only called Tashmisha Kedusha if you have Dibei Torah written on it. So that's a shaila. When the Gemara said about Mount Leek and Gemiri, we have it, Halacha Moshe Messinai, Luhukhshuru Lamalacha Shamayim, Walor Behem Torah Belvad, Vos Heis Malacha Shamayim. Malacha Shamayim means only Tashmisha Kedusha, like Oris Techoshim for the Mishkan. The Mishkan is Tashmisha Kedusha. As Kedushas, not only the Mokama Migdosh as Kedusha, but the Chepta of the Migdosh as Kedusha. So maybe the Huchshur is only by Tashmisha Kedusha, maybe it doesn't apply to Shofar. Shofar is only Tashmisha Mitzvah. That's a Shaila also by Sandal Shal Chalitza, that the Gemara has a Machlegis HaTanayim in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. The Sandal, the Cholza Na'alo Me'al Ragla, Vos Heista Na'al, there's a Din Ilus HaSandal is also on Yom Kippur, according to some Rishonim, it's a Din Daraisa. Neither our sandal is also on Tisha B'Av, also during Shiva. That's only Midrabanan, okay? So there's a question, Machlokes HaTanaim, what's the definition of Na'al? So some Tanaim say it has to dafka be leather. That's the way we assume Shulchan Aruch. If it's not made for leather, it's not called a Na'al. So the oval during Shiva or on Tisha B'Av is permitted to wear sneakers. And Yom Kippur, we assume it's permissible to wear sneakers. The other Tana holds, as long as it's Megan, as long as it protects the foot. If it's just a pair of socks, that's not called a Na'al. But if it's a pair of sneakers that protects the foot, it also has a din of a Na'al. So the generally accepted opinion, not all of Rishonim agree, but in the Hadar Paskin, but the generally accepted opinion, we know that on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, people do wear sneakers. So the Rabbi Natam adds on, it's not enough that it's made from leather. It has to be leather from Or Behema Torah, from a kosher animal. Why? So the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achanim say the Rabbi Natam is basing his position on this idea that not only because the sandal shel chalitza is a tashmisha mitzvah, it's not a tashmisha kedusha. After you finish doing the chalitza, you can throw it out in the garbage. It doesn't have any kedusha. But since it's a tashmisha mitzvah, so Rabbi Natam holds, we apply the rule of huchshul malachu shamayim, Alor Behema Torah Belvad. Has to be dafke from a kosher animal. So the same, that's what the Ran, that's what the Ramo quoted from the Ran, that the Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah, shall Yom Kippur, shall Yovel, you blow Shofar then also, has to be from a Behema Torah. From a Behema Tmeah, we don't accept him. The mitzvah of Tkiel Shofar for sure is a mitzvah in our Torah. And the Mishnah says that you blow Shofar at the conclusion of Malchus, Achonis, and Shofis in the Chazaras Hashatz, Tkiyas al Seir HaBrochas. So Rashi in a few places on the Gemara, and Rashi al HaTorah and Parshas Emor, sounds like he's saying that Malchus, Achonis, Shofis is a Din Deraisa. And the reason why you have to blow three times Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah, the Gemara adds up, it appears in three different psukim that you need Tkiyah, Truah, Tkiyah. So since it appears three times on the Chumash, you add it up and you need, that's the minimum you need on Rosh Hashanah. We blow nine times. We don't blow, why? Because the Gemara says we have a suffix. What's the definition of trua? Is trua what we call trua, or is trua what we call shvarim, or is trua what we call shvarim trua? So we do tkiya trua, tkiya three times. Tkiya shvarim tkiya three times, and tkiya shvarim trua tkiya three times. So we do three times three, we do nine. But Mi'ikar Adin, if there wouldn't have been a suffix, what's the definition of Trua? It would have only belonged three times, Tkiyah, Trua, Tkiyah. Why three? What is the number three? Why does it play a role? So Rashi writes a few times because you have to say the three brachas on malchus when a shofar is. So you have to blow tkiya, trua, tkiya at the conclusion of each one of the three brachas. So Rashi sounds like he understood that that malchus reciting malchus when a shofar is a din daraisa. The Ramban al Torah in Parshas Amor is masig on Rashi. He says Rashi on the Chumash sounds like he thinks the malchus when a shofar is daraisa. Rashi and the Gemara also, but the Ramban doesn't quote it. So the Ramban said, how can it be? There's a Gemara towards the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that's quoted Laloch and Shulchan Aruch, Shtei Ayoris. A person lives in a little village where there's neither a shofar, nor is there a machzer, so nobody knows the davening by heart, so they will neither have tkiya of shofar, nor will they have the correct nusach for musa for malchus when a shofar. So he wants to go away for Rosh Hashanah, but he doesn't have enough money to go to the big city where they have both a shofar and a machzer. So he has a choice. He can either go to Shtei Ayoris, he can either go to the one city where they have a shofar, but they have no machzer, so he will hear tkiya shofar. Or he can go to the city where they have a machzer, they don't have a shofar. So the Braisa says he should go to the city where they have a shofar. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Shofar is daraisa, malchus and shofar is only the rabbanon. So what do you need a braisa to tell you this world-shattering chiddush that you choose to blow to the, you choose to travel for yontov to the village where they have a shofar? Of course, shofar is daraisa, and the machzer for malchus and shofar is only the rabbanon. So of course, you should go to the village where they have the shofar. So the Gemara answers, no, the pshat and the braisa is like this: one village has a machzer and it doesn't have a shofar. So if you go to that village, you know that you get malchus v'chein shofar. The other village does not have a machzer, and it may or may not have a shofar. So it may or may not, so you may be left kerech, mikan, bekerech, mikan. You'll be left without a shofar and without a machzer. So you'll have neither tkiya shofar nor malchus v'chein shofar. So the Gemara says, Tosh Hashanah, eim ala chiddush. That's a big chiddush. So the Braisa says, you go to the city where there may be a shofar, even though there's vaday no machzer, and there may or may not be a shofar. It's better to risk it in that direction. It's preferable to go to the city where there's a suffix deraisa, a suffix that may or may not be a shofar, rather than to go to the city where the vaday there's no shofar, but there will vaday be malchus when a shofar is, because the shofar is deraisa, and the davening malchus when a shofar is only the rabban. And we pass in the Shulchan Aruch even on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Let's say the first day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, so there isn't going to be any tkiyas deraisa. Shabbos we don't blow shofar. The second day Rosh Hashanah tkiyas only the rabbanon. You still go with that cheshbon. If it's a choice, I'm going to go away for Rosh Hashanah, and I can either go to a village where there is a machzer but for sure there's no shofar, or there's another village where there is no machzer, but there may or may not be a shofar. So the suffix of maybe shofar, even though maybe left with nothing, no shofar, no machzer, the suffix of a possibility of a shofar takes precedence over the vaday pas, over the vaday of the malchus v'chein shofar. So the Ramban Achumish in Parshas Amor asks on Rashi, how can Rashi write as if reciting malchus v'chein shofar is a din deraisa? So if every shadin in the Gemara that it's only the rabban. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say almost every year, there's a sefer from one of the Sfardish Achrenim from the 1500s, I think, on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. Everybody uses on Sukkah, it's called the Kapas Tmar. And the section in the sefer that's on Yom is called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. He wrote like Tosfos. It's only on the last perek in Yom. The first prokem are all about Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Korbanos. The sefer is only on the last parak, that's Halacha Lamaisa, the Chamisha Inuim. And then he has the section of the sefer that's on Inyani Rosh, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, is called Sefer Yom Trua. People call the whole sefer, they call it the Kapas Tamar, because it's more famous, the section that he has on Sukkah, that's called Kapas Tamar. So the sefer, the Yom Trua, gives a yishuv on Rashi. He says, when does Rashi hold that Malchus when Shofar says Daraisa, when it comes in conjunction with Kiya Shofar? But if there's one community where they only have a machzer, they don't have a shofar, and the other community has a shofar, has no machzer, so the community where they're going to say malchus v'chein shofar, that's only the rabbanon. Rashi only holds that machzer and shofar is deraisa if it comes together with the Kiya Shofar. Why should that be so? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. that Kiyas Shofar, the Gemara seems to say in a few places, is a form of tefillah. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim, which is preferable. Should the shofar be poshut, straight, or should the shofar be kofar? Should it be twisted? What are they arguing? What tanaim? Tanaim have a machlokes. Should the shofar shoshana be poshut, straight, or kofar twisted? So the Gemara says, what are they arguing about? The shofar is supposed to represent the shape of the body of the person who's davening, because kiyas shofar is a form of tefillah. So one opinion is, when you davening, you should stand straight. Like the other opinion is, you should bend over a little bit, and the face should be facing the ground. So shofar kofuf, a shofar that's twisted a little bit, is the way we assume a person should daven, should stand straight, but his head should be leaning down. The other sheet, his head should not be leaning down. And Rashi refers you to a Gemara in Yevamos, where it's a machlokes over there. How, what position should the body be when he's standing and saying Shemoneh Esrei? Should it be the head bent over kofa, or should it be straight? So the Gemara seems to assume that Kiyas Shofar has to do with davening. So then she pointed out that we always, I think it said in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik like this, the Avudram wrote a whole sefer. The premise of the whole sefer is that all the nischos hatfilah and the nischos of all the brachas are composed in biblical Hebrew, not Mishnaic Hebrew and not modern Hebrew. It's supposed to be in biblical Hebrew. So on Rosh Hashanah we say Shemeh Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of sefer. Shemeh Kol Shuos Am Yisrael Hayom Berachamim. What do you mean, Shemeh Kol Shuos Am Yisrael Hayom Berachamim? Where does it say? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the kiyas. He hears everything that we say all day long. All day long he hears. But where does it say in Tanakh that is Shemeh Truas Am Yisrael? So the answer is because it says in Tanakh Shemeh Tefillah. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has described this one who pays attention to our tefillahs. And listening to the shofar means listening to the tefillahs, because kiyas shofar is a form of davening, a form of tefillah. And the same Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, when you shake a lulav in the middle of Hallel, what are you fulfilling? A different mitzvah in the middle of a different mitzvah? You're doing mitzvah A in the middle of mitzvah B. It's not a hefsik. The answer is no. You're shaking the lulav, the nanuim of the lulav. Tosis says from the Yerushalmi, is based on the pasuk, goes around in the kalatze, you are, that not only are the people saying Hallel, the trees are jumping. The trees are waving and jumping and also praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is participating in the Hallel. So to shake a lulav in the middle of Hallel, shaking lulav is a kiyum of Hallel. So we demonstrate that the whole Bria is dancing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day will come that the whole Bria will recognize Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oziral no kalat sayyar. But if you're going to shake a lulav in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei is tefillah. You shake a lulav, that's a hepsik, even though you're not talking. If you do a different mitzvah in the middle of one mitzvah, that's a hepsik. So what about Kiyas Shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? If you blow Shofar in the middle of Hallel, that'll be a hefsek. Kiyas Shofar doesn't belong in the middle of Hallel. So how come we dafke blow Shofar in the middle of Chazar Sashatz by the Malchus Chazar Shofar? The answer is because Shofar is a form of tefillah, and it enhances the tefillah of the Shemoneh Esrei of the Malchus Chazar Shofar. So that's why it's not a hefsek. It blends in. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Gemara has in Perek HaZohav, and Bob Mitzir, that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Mam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Nin Alu Shari Tefillah. The Tefillahs are not accepted to the same extent that they used to be accepted, Bizman, She Beis HaMikdash Hoyakayim, because the Pasuk says in Megillah Secha, Gam Kierzak Vashaveh, Osa Sam Tefillosi. Even if I daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to pay attention to the Tefillahs. And based on that, that's why on Tisha B'Av, when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, when we finish, usually we should say Kaddish Tiskabel. On Tisha B'Av, we don't say Tiskabel Tzlosan of Usan, because the Pasuk says, Gam Kezer Kashaveh, saw some Tefillahs, and the Tefillahs are not accepted to the same extent that they used to be accepted, Bizman, Shebez Amigdush Ayakam. So we leave out Tiskabel. We leave out Tiskabel by Shachris. We leave out Tiskabel by Shachris. So the, because the Beis HaMikdash is Beis Tefillah Yikarei. The Beis HaMikdash is the office where the Tefillahs are supposed to be accepted. Min HaShamayim. So after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tefillahs are not accepted. But then the Gemara says, but if a person davened so seriously that he's brought to tears, in his sincerity of davening. So even though shari tefillah ninolu, shari demoy is lo ninolu. If it brings him into crying, then it's a higher level of tefillah. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah points out that the Chumash describes Rosh Hashanah as Yom Truah, and the Targumino and the Targumunculus translates Yom Yabava. And what does Yabava mean? To cry, as it says in Shiraz Devaira, that when Sisra, Tzar Tzvo, Melech Moab, I think, Sisra, I forgot already the Tanakh, Sisra was the general of the army who was fighting against the Jewish people in Eretz Israel. So finally he was killed. They decapitated him. So the Yoelesh Chaber HaKeni killed Sisra. So his mother, Sisra's mother, was waiting by the window, waiting till her son, she always was excited when the son came back victorious from battle. And this time he didn't come back. None of the soldiers came back, so she's wondering what happened. And she's crying. Aim Sisra b'yad ha-chalon v'ati abeif. The pasuk says she's crying. And chachmas sarasecha tanena, and the women who are there with her are trying to console her. No, it's such a smashing success. He's going to come back with captives, with clothing, with a lot of money. He's going to be a rich man. Just wait till he comes back. Well, she was sobbing. She thought that her son was probably killed in battle, which was what happened. Now, he wasn't killed in battle. He was killed by Yoel Esh Chaver HaKeni. So the Gemara shows that the idea behind Truah, Yom Truah is Yom Yabava. It's to elevate the level of the davening to the level of Tfilah Sheishim Ademois, the higher level of davening. That even after the Churban Abayis, that Ninalu Shari Tfilah, the Shari Ademois Lo Ninalu. If one davens with such sincerity that he's brought to tears by the words of the davening, that's a higher level of davening. So that's why blowing shofar in the middle of Chazor, blowing shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei does not constitute a hefsek because it blends in with the davening, elevates the level of the tefillah to the level of tefillah sheishim ademois. There really is a big issue that all the Tanoim were dealing with. Whenever we say an Amidah, what we call a Shemoneh Esrei, but on Shabbos Yom Tov, it only has seven brachas. It's not a Shemoneh Esrei. So it's easier to call it Amidah, like the Sfardim call it. So we always say the Gimel Rishon is the first three brachas till the end of Hakel HaKadosh or Amelech HaKadosh and Aseres Metzuah. The Gimel Rishon are always the same. And the Gimel Achren is the last three brachas of the Amidah, starting from Ritzei till the end of Brachas HaMisol Bashalom, are always the same. So all year long, we have 13 brachas in the middle. So the 3 and 3 and 13 is 19. We have an additional bracha by us. The Shemoneh Esrei has 19 brachas. It used to have 18. Now it has 19. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we only have 7 brachas. Only one bracha in the middle. So the Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was a body of Talmidei Chachamim that consisted of 120 Chachamim, Obehem Kama Nevi'im. And amongst them were several Nevi'im. And what's the significance of mentioning that among the 120, some of them were Nevi'im? Because the Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, this group of Talmidei Chacham, were the ones who composed all the Kiddush and Avdolah, the text for all the Brachas and the Shemoneh Esrei, and so on. So the Gemara is implying, Rav Chaim Volozhiner points this out in Nefesh HaChaim, the Gemara is implying that you needed a certain degree of Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah to be able to compose a Nusach HaTfilah that shall last for over 2,000 years. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was the beginning of Bayis Sheni. And the Bayis Sheni was a long time before it was over 2,000 years ago. Bayis Sheni was built. So they composed the Nusach HaTfilah, and Ruba the Ruba of the Tfilahs, we say exactly the same. Some of them may no longer say the same. Bizman HaBayis, they prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should accept the Karbonis. Bizman HaZeh, we say, Be'am Chisal of Isfilos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the Tfilahs and consider it as if we brought Karbonis. So a little bit they had a change. And we say, Baruch Shalom Shehav Rachmanis and the Beis HaMikdash. A little bit we had a change because there's no Beis HaMikdash. But basically the Tfilahs are the same. So the Gemara says, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had a koyach of Nevuah, a koyach of Ruach HaKodesh. So they found the source in Tanakh for a tefillah that has 18 units. Then when they made 19 brachas, they found a source in the same Perek and Tehillim for a tefillah with 19 units. Then they found a mokum in Tanakh for a tefillah with 7 units on Shabbos and Yontif. Shmona Esrei has Gimel Rishon, has Gimel Achronis, and one bracha in the middle. And then for Hashana, because we want to say Malchus Rene Shofes, Gimel Rishon is Gimel Achronis, and Malchus Rene Shofes is 9, that they found a mokum in Shiras Chana, in Tfilas Chana. Tfilas Chana. They found in Shira, yeah. They found a mokum for a tefillah that has 9 units. But the problem is, it should have really had 10 brachas. Because on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis, and the bracha in the middle is the bracha on Kedushas Hayom, Mekadesh HaShabbos, or Mekadesh Yisroel HaZmanim, Mekadesh Yisroel Roshei Chodoshim, Musaf HaMesh Chodesh. So here on Rosh Hashanah, we should have one bracha in the middle, Mekadesh Yisroel Yom HaZikaron, which we have. And then we should have another 3, Malchus Rene Shofes. So it should be 3, 3, 3, and 1. Should add up to 10. So how come we only have 9? So that's what we say in the Piyutim on Rosh Hashanah, because there's no mokum in Tanakh that you have the right to compose a tefillah that has 10 units. There was a mokum in Tanakh, tefillah schana, there's a mokum Hashem, Hashem 9 times. We have a mokum that you have the right to compose a tefillah that has 9 units, but we have no mokum. And Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Behem Kam Nevi'im, they needed Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah to compose the tefillahs. They had to find the source in Tanakh that you have a right to compose a tefillah with so many units. So there is no mokum for 10 units. So the 10 different themes, we had to combine 2 of the themes together to kvetch in all the 10 themes and 10 brachas. So which 2 brachas do we combine together? So that was a big machlokes in the days of the Tanoim, a big machlokes of the Tanoim. So our practice today, we follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that we join together, we combine together the bracha and Malchius with the bracha and Kedushas Hayom, because that's basically the theme of Rosh Hashanah, is Malchius. We're blowing shofar, that's what they do when you appoint a new king. You have a coronation, and you blow trumpets. In the days of Tanakh, they would blow trumpets. We should find out what they did with King George III. They probably still blow trumpets. So Rosh Hashanah is the day that every year, Yom HaRasolim, that's the birthday of the world, that's the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Sheishes Mei Bereishes, so Rosh Hashanah, by us, is always, annually, that's the 6th day of Sheishes Mei Bereishes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon. That's what we say, Adon Olam Shemach, Teren Kol Yisrael, Leis Nasa, Bechef Tzukol, Azay Melech Shemon Likra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a Melech after he created human beings. Whatever happened before Adam HaRishon was created was prehistoric. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu only became Azay Melech Shemon Likra, he only became a Melech when there was a human being, Adam HaRishon, who can recognize the fact that he's a Melech. So every year we celebrate when Mekabel, we appoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we have a coronation, Hachtara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rosh Hashanah, just like Adam HaRishon, accepted Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Melech Veloyam. You have to have human beings who are accepting the Melech. So on Rosh Hashanah, that's why we're Mekabel, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every Yontav has a theme. Pesach is Man Chereseinu, Shavuos is Man Matan Toraseinu, Sukkot is Man Simchaseinu. So Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchias. That's when Adam HaRishon was created, as I Melech Shemon Ikra. So that's why, if you have to combine 2 themes of the, there should have been 10 brachas, but there's no mokum in Tanakh for 10 brachas. So he made it 9 brachas. So which 2 do you combine? Rabbi Akiva says you combine Malchias with Kedushas Hayom, because that's the theme of Rosh Hashanah. The theme of the Yontav is Malchias. So you combine together Melech al Kol Ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. You combine together the 2 brachas. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri disagrees and says, no, the middle 3 brachas in Musaf should be Malchus Rene Shofes. And we combine Kedushas Hayom with Kedushas Hashem. I said it incorrectly. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and he says you don't combine Malchus with Kedushas Hayom, like Rabbi Akiva holds, that's the theme of Rosh Hashanah, is Malchus, but rather, the middle 3 brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei are going to be Kedushas Hayom, Zichronos, and Shofes. And Malchus is going to be and Ata Kaddish and Shimcha Kaddish. Because in Aseres Mei Tshuva, we change the Nusach. Instead of Akel HaKadosh, we say Amelech HaKadosh. So that's going to be the theme of the Bracha anyway. It's a question whether this is correct historically. It could be that the changing of the Nusach HaBracha from Akel HaKadosh to Amelech HaKadosh came way later. Could be that that was in the days of the Amoraim. That could well be. It's a possibility. The Gemara quotes it from Amoraim. But this Harav Soloveitchik suggests that according to Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, you combine Malchus with Akel HaKadosh, because since you say Amelech HaKadosh, the theme of Atu Kadosh and Shem HaKadosh has changed, and the Seres made sure the theme is Malchus. So he put Malchus there. He put Malchus there. And then the middle three brachas of the Shemon Esrei, the first of the three will be Kedushas HaYoyim, and then you don't blow Shofar. You only blow Shofar At the end of Zichronis, at the end of Shofaris. But you don't blow Shofar at the end of Kedushas HaYoyim. That doesn't belong there. And even at the end of Malchus, you're going to have all the 10 psukim Malchus, you're going to have in Atah Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, you're going to have all the psukim there. So Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri says, you don't blow Shofar there. We'll have to get to that later if you have enough time. So that's Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri's opinion. And the Yerushalmi says that in the Galil, there was a whole section in there, so the northern part of the Galil, the practice was like Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. The rest of Israel, the practice was like Rabbi Kiva, like we do today. We combine together Malchus with Kedushas HaYoyim. Not that you put Malchus together with Atah Kodesh or Shimcha Kodesh. Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of saying over from his uncle, I think Rav Menachem Karkovsky, he put out a sefer called Avodas HaMelech on the Rambam, not on the whole Rambam, part of the Rambam. So he has a suggestion that our practice that we have of V'chein Tein Pachta, V'chein Tein Kovin, V'chein Tzadik Yismuchu, Yagilu Yismuchu, that of V'chein Tein, the three V'chein Teins, were inserted in the Brach of Atah Kodesh and Shimcha Kodesh. It's a carryover from the days that they used to put Malchus in the Brach of Atah Kodesh. So they used to start off V'chein Tein Kovin, V'chein Tzadikim, and so on. That was part of Malchus. So even though we don't have that practice, we say Malchus together with Kedushas HaYoyim, but that was a carryover from the days in Galil that they used to follow Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. They used to insert Malchus into the Bracha of Atah Kodesh and Shimcha Kodesh. So the V'chein Tein Pachtucha was part of Malchus. So by us, it blibes like a piyut. It's like a piyut, like in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that if a person forgot to say Zechrein Elohim, Elo Chavetz B'chaim, or Micha Mocha Avarachmim, and so on, you don't have to repeat the Shemone Esrei. Taisus quotes the Re, that if one forgot Zechrein Elohim, you have to daven over Shemone Esrei. But we don't paskin like that. Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that that's only a piyut. So this is the same is true. V'chein Tein Pachtucha, by us, it bleibt that it's only a piyut. When, according to the Avodas HaMelech, according to Rabbi Menachem Karkovsky, in the Galil, when the practice was to follow Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, and they said, V'chein Tein Pachtucha in Atah Kodesh and Shimcha Kodesh is the introduction to Malchus, so then it would be Miyakim, because that's part of Malchus. But the way we have practiced, like Rabbi Akiva, we put Malchus together with Kedushas HaYoyim, so V'chein Tein Pachtucha is just a piyut. It's not Miyakim at all. It's not Miyakim at all. In fact, let's say a person is afraid. In the shul, they're davening very quickly, and he can't daven so quickly. So by the time he's going to finish Shemone Esrei, Chazm will already be in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz. It's hard to say he's going to miss Kedusha, because there's so many piyutim until you get to Kedusha. Probably not going to miss Kedusha. But there's a svara that it won't be Yotze Chazoras HaShatz, because he's not going to hear the whole Chazoras HaShatz. He's going to finish his Shtil Shemone Esrei, his Tefillah Belachash, where the Chazm will have already started the Chazoras HaShatz. So how can he abridge his Tefillah Belachash in order to be able to hear the Chazoras HaShatz from the beginning to the end? Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion the Chazon Ish starts off like this, then he backs down and he changes it, but he starts off to say, like Rav Soloveitchik always used to say every year, You only yaited the din of tkiyas al seder abroches if you heard the shmona esrei chazars hashatz from the chazan for the beginning to the end. If you only heard the malchus chana shayfus with the tkiyas at the end, you're not yaitzei. So you have to hear the whole chazars hashatz. So you have to finish before the chazan. You have to finish your tefillah balachash before the chazan starts the chazars hashatz. So how can you possibly, if you're going to daven quickly in the shul, so you should really. More correct, daven in a yeshiva, where they're going to daven slowly. But if you can't, that's not an option. You have to daven in a shul, and they're going to daven quickly. So you should leave out as much as you can. So, lakayim tzol d'shani meira, that's tachnonim achat tfilos. That you can leave out. And we hold la locha, that chren lachayim mechamercha b'sefer ha'chsov, this is all piyutim, you can leave that out. And the same is true, v'chein ten pachta, v'chein ten kov, v'chein tzadikim. You can leave that also. That's also piyutim. So if you leave all that out, that's around 2 pages in the machzer, and you daven quickly, there's a chance that you will finish tefillah balachash before the chazan begins, the chazaras hashatz. Because if you're going to say everything, you won't finish in time. You have to bridge as much as possible. And then the Gemara quotes that there was a third opinion, Rabbi Gamliel was of the opinion, that just like all year long on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Kedusha Sayyam is the Brocha Emtzoyis. The middle of Brocha, you have Gimel Ushanis, Gimel Achrayinis, and then you have one Brocha in the middle, the Ron Dishman Esrei. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Amidah, on Shabbos and Yom Tov only has 7 Brochas. The middle Brocha is the Kadesh HaShabbos and the Kadesh Yisrael HaAzmanim, Kedusha Sayyam. So too on Rosh Hashanah, the middle Brocha has Kedusha Sayyam. So the middle, you have Gimel Rishon is Gimel Achrayinis, then you have Malchus Chana Shofaris, and the middle Brocha is Zichrayinis. You should incorporate the Brocha of Kedusha Sayyim in the middle of Zichrayinis. That opinion was hardly ever followed. The Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, the Yerushalmi says in Galil, they follow Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, that they combined together Malchus with Kedusha Hashem. And the fourth bracha was Kedusha Sayyim, only Kedusha, not Malchus. And they didn't end off Melech al kol ha'aretz Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yamazikoyim. We end off like that because we follow Rabbi Akiva. So we have the two chasimis together. Melech al kol ha'aretz is Malchus, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yamazikoyim, and that's Kedusha Sayyim. So we follow Rabbi Akiva. But if you follow Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, then the third bracha is going to have Malchus with Kedusha Hashem, and the fourth bracha is going to only be Kedusha Hashem. So those are the three opinion have, but they all the Tanaim agree that even though there were 10 themes and there should have been 10 brachas, you only say 9 brachas because there's no mocker in Tanakh that you have a right to make a tefillah with 10 units. You have to have a tefillah with 9 units. Then you have to combine together 2. The Baal HaMor writes something very interesting on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the bottom of the page in the Rif. He writes that when he was younger, they didn't have any machzorim for Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says Maseches Shabbos at 24 prokim in Maseches Shabbos. One perik is called Kisvei HaKodesh, towards the end of Shabbos. So a perik called Kisvei, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to write down the Nusach HaTfilah. The Nusach HaTfilah of Shabbos, Yom Tov, weekdays, Nusach HaTfilah is considered part of Torah Shebaal Peh. And they used to observe the din, Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yatavar Shel Yom Aksav. You're not allowed to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh in order to teach it to the next generation, Baal Peh. So the Chazan had a daven, Baal Peh. The Chazan had to know all of Malchus, Chana Shofar, all the 10 psukim, the Torah Nevi'im, Muksim, had to know everything Baal Peh. So we understand why the Mishnah is talking about the Chazan got all Mevulbal in the middle. He has no Machzor. Of course he's going to get Mevulbal. It's in Shulchan Aruch, that is Manazed, that we have Sidurim, we have Machzorim. You don't have to worry about the Chazan getting Mavul, but it's going to be Haftachasa, Shechazer, Litvilosai. He knows he's not going to make a mistake. He's going to look in the Siddur, look in the Machzor, he won't make a mistake. So the Baal HaMor writes, when he was younger, they already had, from the days of the Goinim, they wrote a Siddur already. This is Siddur of Amram Goin. But they were only matter to write the Tfilas of all year long. They weren't yet matter to write the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They had to write down Torah Shebaal Peh based on the pasuk Eslas Lashem Eferet Torah Secha. So to daven every day, to daven every Shabbos, that's Maisim B'chol Yom. So they were matter Eslas Lashem Eferet Torah Secha. They were matter to write down the nusach on tefillah. But to write down the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is only once a year, so they were not matter that. So the Baal Amor writes, when he was younger, the people used to daven Musaf Tefillah Belachash. They didn't say Malchus Rosh Hashanah, they didn't know how to say. Who's going to know the all the 10 psukim, all the 30 psukim by heart? So they said, Gimel Rishon is Gimel Achrayinus. And the middle of Bracha was, So they used to say the Nusach for Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. They said, "Mepnachat Pa'ina Galina Me'atzenim Anachnu Chalam Lasa Nischavisenim Beis Bchirasecha." And please rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Shem Nasalatan Has Korban Nischavisenim. We'll bring the Musafim and so on. It was like a Musaf did Hishman Esra and a Yada Shabbos and Yantav. And the Yechidim didn't say Malchus when a Shofis. When the Chazan repeated the Chazaras Hashatz, the Chazan would say Malchus Rosh Hashanah, because he was practicing a whole month from Rosh Chodesh Elul. He was practicing a whole week before Rosh Hashanah. So he said everything Baal Peh, but the people couldn't say Baal Peh, and they weren't allowed to have a machzor. So they only said Tefillah Belachash of Musa was like Shabbos and Yom Tov, only had 7 brachas, and everybody would pay attention to the Shliach Tzibur. He would say Malchus Rosh Hashanah, and everybody would be Yotzei with the Chazara Sashatz. Then he says, Biziknusa, when he got older, then the Gedolim were makel to write down even the Machzor. So then everybody said the Nusach with Malchus Rosh Hashanah in Musaf. But Bitzirusa, when he was younger, he says that was not the practice. The Yechidim, when they were daven Tefillah Belachash, they would only say an Amidah of 7 brachas, like on a regular Shabbos and Yantav. And they had to be Yotzei. The Chazara Sashas had to be Yotzei that for the Malchus Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting. There is a big machlokes. The Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah we have the 9 brachas in the Shemana Esrei. The Gemara never said that it's only for Musaf. We assume that you only have the 9 brachas, Malchus Rosh Hashanah, for Musaf, because you're gonna blow Shofar and Musaf. But in the earlier generations, the Gemara explains they used to blow Shofar in the middle of Chazara Sashas of Shachris. So probably what happened was, if you think you're going to blow Shofar in Shachris, then you say Malchus Rosh Hashanah for Shachris. Then when you daven Musaf, you only say, you don't blow Shofar in Musaf also. So then you only say 7 brachas in Musaf. You always say Malchus Rosh Hashanah and not Shmona Esrei, not Amidah, where the Chazan is going to have Tkiyah Shofar in conjunction with the Malchus Rosh Hashanah. So in the earlier generations, the Gemara says they always used to blow Shofar in the middle of Chazara Shashatz of Shachris. So that's when they said the 9 brachas of the Shemana Esri with the Malchus Rosh Hashanah. And Musaf, they didn't blow Shofar, so they only said 7 brachas. And then later in the days of the Tanaim, when they changed the practice and they blew Shofar and Musaf, the Gemara gives a whole historical explanation why they shifted it. So they moved it to Musaf. So then they move Malchus Rosh Hashanah to Musaf also. That's how we usually learn Pshat. The Baal Amor disagrees with that. He says, no. The Gemara Brachas says that the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah has 9 brachas. That's from Ma'ariv and Shachris and Musaf and Mincha. All the 4 tefillahs that you have on Rosh Hashanah, all 4 have the 9 brachas, Malchus Rosh Hashanah. Even Ma'ariv and Shachris and Mincha also have. The Maharshup, yeah.
The Rosh, how does Ma'ariv have it?
The Rosh in the last parak of the Rosh Hashanah brings quotes to Rambam. The perfect quote to Rich Gayus, who says that the yeshivas in Babel, only the Chazan davened Musaf 9 brachas, the Tibur davened 7 brachas.
Right.
That's what the Rich Gayus brings. But he also says that the yeshivas in Babel davened that way.
Huh?
The Rosh quotes the Ramban, that Ramban says he doesn't know where we get the permission to go and make 9 brachas when we only should have 7 like they did in the yeshivas in Bavel. He uses the Loshon in the yeshivas in Bavel, Akisei Rebashi Hem Yoshin.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what the Balamor explains. Balamor says, because it was forbidden to have a machzer, because a machzer forbidden to have a siddur also, originally. And even when they allowed them to have a siddur, but they didn't allow them to have a machzer for Hashanah Yom Kippur. So that's why they had to rely on the Chazaras HaShatz, and they would say the Tefillah Balach HaShav Musaf with only seven brachas. But after they were matter to write down the machzer also, even though it's only for 2 days a year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, 3 days in the year, so everybody has a machzer. So everybody says, machzer Rosh Hashanah, so you no longer have the practice to say Balach HaShav only seven brachas. That was because they had a...
Because the rich gear springs down that he has the Kabbalah from Rabbeinu Chanoich and the Rabbeinu Shmuel that you're supposed to say nine brachas. And the Ramban argues on that.
That you're not supposed to say nine brachas.
You're not supposed to say nine brachas. That's according to the Ramban. In the Rosh, in the last Eretz of Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. That's what the Ramban says. But the Balmor explains it. He says the reason why they didn't say nine, because they couldn't say, they didn't know. They didn't know to say the Malchus Chayin HaShayfus. But when they were matter, when the Gedolim were matter to write down the Machzer also, so then everybody was b'chayv to say the nine brachas, yeah? So the Maharsha points out in Avodah Zarah that the Rashi in the first parak on Avodah Zarah sounds also like this Balamor, that you have to say Malchus Chayin HaShayfus by Ma'ariv and by Shachriz and by Mincha also, not just by Musa, when you're going to blow Shofar. Every tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Dika Davening, the Amidah consists of nine brachas based on tefillah Schana, that has Shem Hashem nine times. So it sounds like it's not only Musa, not only that Amidah, where you plan to blow Shofar, the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah, all of the Amidot, have the nine brachas. The Gemara has in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara has a famous comment. Lo matokim emirim k'shem yoshvim, matokim emirim k'shem omdim. Why do they blow so much tkiyah shayfah? You don't need so much to be yotzei. They blow tkiyah the miyushav, and then tkiyah the miyuma. They blow twice. What is it all about? So the Gemara says, k'dei la'arbev es ha-sotan. What does that mean? How are you ma'arbev the sotan? So Rashi writes Pashup Shat, the Satan comes to be Mekatrik on Klal Yisrael, that the Jewish people are not interested in doing mitzvahs. So the Kedela, our Bevis HaSatan, what we do is, we demonstrate that we do above and beyond what we're obligated to do. Not only do we blow Tkiyah, Trua Tkiyah, three times, we blow Kishayim Yoshim and we blow Kishayim Omdim. We do more than what we're mechayv to do. So that shows that we love to do the mitzvahs, that we do lifnim Yeshua said them, we do more than what mechayv to do. So that's ma'arbev es ha-sotan. All the Rishonim raise the issue, how can you blow shofar more than you mechayv to do? Isn't that exactly a violation of Bal Tosif? Torah has a din, you're not allowed to add on. So you're going to take dalad minim on sukkahs, you're going to take roses and lilacs and lilies and more flowers. That's Bal Tosif. So how can you blow shofar more than what the halacha requires? So there are different suggestions in the Rishonim. So Tosfos said, that's the din. When you add on, when you just repeat the same mitzvah many times, they says, let's say you have a carbon, some carbonas only have one zvika. B'chara ma'asa ha-pesach have one zvika. And other carbon, let's say, oil shlom, have shtem hatana shehin arba. You do two zvikas, one on the corner closest to you on the right side, soften one on the corner furthest away from you on the left side. That's southwest. Because when you're facing straight ahead in the Beis HaMikdash, you're facing west. So northeast is the one closest to me on the right side, and the one furthest to me on the left side is southwest. So that's Shtei Matana Shehin Arba. So Tosfos says if you repeat, you do the same Matana two times, three times, 10 times in the same corner, that's not Bal Tosif. When is it Bal Tosif? If you have a carbon oil, that you only have two zrikas, Shtei Matana Shein Arba, one on the right-hand side, the one closer to me, that's the northeast. One on the one further away from me, on the left side, that's the southwest. So in addition to those two, you're going to do on all the four corners. So that's a chatos you do on four corners. And if you're going to do an oil or a shlamim on all four corners, the Mishnah says in Zvachim that that's a violation of Baltasar. But if you have a korban, b'chara ma'asra pesach, matana achas keneged ha'yisoid, then instead of one matan, you're going to do 20 matanas. You're just repeating the same mitzvah many times. The Tosafot says that that's not a violation of Baltasar. Not all of Rishonim agree with Tosafot's chiluk. So the Ablazer Mimitz writes in the Sefer Yireyim, and the Menachas Chinuch has this suggestion. Maybe the explanation is why there's no violation of Baltasar, because the Pasuk describes it, Yom Teruah Yelachem. Sounds from the Pasuk, it's supposed to blow Shofar all day. Yom Teruah Yelachem all day long. So we have a tradition, if you blow three times Tkiyah Teruah Tkiyah, you'd say, that's enough. But that's the minimum. That's the minimum. But the Mashmonis of the Pasuk, Yom Teruah Yelachem, if you blow more, we wouldn't say by all the other mitzvahs that if you repeat the mitzvah many times, there's no violation of Baltasar. It could be that that is Baltasar. But here in the Mashmoyas HaPasuk is Yom Teruah Yelachem, you can blow shofar all day long. So here it's an exception to the rule. It's not a violation of Baltasar. And other Rishonim say, no, kach tikno chachamim. And whenever the chacham make a takana, by definition, that's not a violation of Baltasar. The Torah gave authorization to the chachamim to make takanas and to make zeiros. So whatever takana gzeira they make, if it makes sense, they have a right to make the gzeira. So then we say that that's not a violation of Baltasar. So again, so the Gemara says in the first perek, Lama toikim emirim kshay yoshkim toikim emirim kshay mom. How can we blow both tkiyas the miyushav and tkiyas the miyumah? What is that talking about? So the Balamor has a unique pshat. Balamor says tkiyas the miyushav are the tkiyas in the middle of chazaras hashatz. Why is it miyushav? Because there is decorum in the synagogue. Everybody's sitting in their seat. And tkiyas the miyumad are the tkiyas after the Shemana Esri is over, after the Kaddish Tiskabel, when everybody's folding up the Talesim and walking away, putting away the Sidurim, and there's a whole balagan, that's tkiyas the miyumad. Everybody's walking out of the shul. And tkiyas the miyushav is the tkiyas in the middle of chazaras hashatz amusaf, that everybody's sitting in their seat and there's decorum in the shul. That pshat of the Balamor is unique. The other Rishonim do not learn like that. The other Rishonim say, Tkiyas the Miyumad means, like where we always say, Tkiyas the Miyumad means Tkiyas in the middle of the Amidah, Tkiyas in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, when the Chazan is standing, when everybody is standing. And Tkiyas the Miyushav is referring to the Tkiyas that we blow right after the Brichas HaTorah, before we start Musaf. That's known as tkiyas the miyushav, because if you want to, you can sit then. You don't have to sit, but that's what it's essential enough. If you want to, you can sit at that time. So that's what we usually assume. That's what's called the tkiyas. Tkiyas the miyushav is the tkiyas before the Amidah. And tkiyas the miyushav is the tkiyas in the middle of the Amidah. Why did the Chachamim single out these three topics of Malchus, Rein, Shofar? What's so important about that? That's the essence of the Musaf Dikra Shmon Esra and Rosh Hashanah, according to Rashi and the Balamor. It's Ma'ariv and Shachris and Mincha also, not just Musaf. So the Rambam is famous. The Rambam listed off what he considers are the Yud Gimel Ikori Hamuna. We believe in God. We believe in one God. We believe God doesn't have a body. We believe in Torah and Hashemayim. We believe in Nevuah and so on. We believe in a lot of things. So all the 13 Animamins. So the Rabbi Yosef Albo wrote a Sefer Ha'ikarim about which are the Ikari Ha'amuna. So he disagrees a little bit with the Rambam. He says, why did he make 13 Ikari Ha'amuna? Basically, in principle, there are three Ikari Ha'amuna. And that's what Malchus Chana Shofar says, the three Ikari Ha'amuna. So Malchus says, we believe in God. It happens to be it's one God, and he's full control of everything, and he doesn't have any body. But these are just details. So basically, Malchus, we believe in God. Then Zichroinus means Schar B'Yoinus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Bechira Chapshis. Therefore, we are held responsible for anything that we do wrong. And we will be rewarded. There will be Schar B'Yoinus. We will be given reward if we do the mitzvahs. We will be punished if we do Averis. And that's what Zichroinus is all about. And then Shofaris in Tanakh, we always have Tkiyah Shofar in connection with Gilu Shechina. So we believe that it is possible to have Nevuah. It is possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to communicate with human beings. some Goyishe philosophers, unfortunately some Jewish philosophers as well, thought that this is impossible. How can the infinite Borei Olam carry out a communication with a finite human being? It cannot be. No such thing as Nevuah. So we believe there is such a thing as Nevuah, and to demonstrate that there's going to be Gilui Shechina, we have Tkiya Shofar, Amayim HaSinah. There was Tkiya Shofar, and when the Shofar blew at the end, then Hema Yala Bahar, that was an indication of Siluk HaShechina. So not only do we believe in Nevuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can communicate with man, man can communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we call Tfilah. Tefillah is the opposite from Nevuah. Nevuah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man. In Tefillah, we communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are the three Ikari Hamun. Malchus, when Malchus, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's all-powerful. He created everything in the world. He's all, only one, doesn't have a body. And Zechrenis means that there's Schari Yonesh, because man has Bechiva Chavshis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world on Rosh Hashanah. That's part of Zechrenis. And Shofis, we believe there can be Nevuah, and that Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon HaNevim. So basically, there are three Ikari HaEmuna, Malchus HaEmuna, Shofis, and all the others are subsumed under these three. That's what Rabbi Yosef Alba writes. That's why we singled out these three Ikari HaEmuna, because it was on Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. But Tishrei Nivra HaOlam means Echad B'Tishrei was the sixth day of Sheshes and Bereishis. So Rosh Hashanah, the first Rosh Hashanah, was on Friday. That was the sixth day of Bria. Some of the Mekubalim write that we live in a very imperfect world, and that's why Rosh Hashanah never falls out on a Friday. By right, Rosh Hashanah should always be on a Friday, because the original Rosh Hashanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, that was on Friday. So we don't need so many riots to prove that the world is incomplete, is not normal. Just look and you see everybody's killing each other. The whole world is ready to collapse. But that's what the Sifrei Kabbalah write. That the reason why Rosh Hashanah never falls out on a Friday, it should always fall out on a Friday, because the original Rosh Hashanah was when Adam Rishon was created. That was on Friday. So that's because the world is not normal now. The world is incomplete. So that's the halacha, that we have to daven on Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rashi, the Malchus on the Shofis is deraisa when it comes in conjunction with the Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar is a form of tefillah, and we recite, so the Tkiya Shofar doesn't have any words, but the Malchus and the Shofars have words to them. So when we blow Shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashad, that's not considered a hefsek, because the Tkiya Shofar is also a form of tefillah. We ask in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we're saying, we don't even know what they ask for. Like we say, Tzorchei Amram Merubim, the Daitim Ksar Mila Habia. The Klal Yisrael have so many Tzorachim, we have so many things that we need, we don't even know what makes sense to ask for, what does not make sense to ask for. Like Rav Soloveitchik used to say, how many tefillahs he offered that he won't have to come to America. He didn't want to come to the Treifin and Medina of America. He wanted to stay in Europe with all the Tzaddikim and all the Hasidim and all the Talmid HaChachamim. Then he said if his prayers would have been answered, he would have been killed by the Nazis like everybody else. So he was fortunate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept those prayers. But a lot of times we don't even know what to ask for. We're going to ask for the wrong thing. We're going to ask for something that's stupid and ridiculous. So that Tkiya Shofar is a tefillah without any words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we need. And then we have a few words. We have the Malchus and Zechrenis and Shofar. The concluding paragraph of each one of these three brachas is Bakosha Sarachim. That's how Moshe Feinstein raises an issue. The Rambam writes that the obligation to daven is once a day, every day, min ha-Torah. And it's only, the Gemara says, Tefillah is the Rabbanon. That means the fact that sometimes we daven three times a day, sometimes four times a day. We say Musaf, sometimes five times a day. On Yom Kippur, we say Nila. And at times, Tzipa Bisaynila say, Daven Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musav, Mincha, Ne'ila, five tefillahs a day. That's only made the Rabbana. But once a day, every day is the Raisa. And that once a day, every day has to begin, the Gemara learns that from Psukha Machumish, as the Derech Eretz dictates, you should first begin with Shevach, And then you end off with Hodoya, you thank Moedim HaNachlan, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the middle part is the essence of the davening, Bakash Sarachim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of all of our needs. That's the essence of davening, is Bakash Sarachim. So the Rabbi Moshe Weinstein raises the question, if Shabbos and Yom Tov, we leave out all the 13 brachas in the middle, so we have no bakoshes, so how are you yotzei the chiyuv tefillah? According to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv to daven once a day, every day, and the essence of the davening is the middle part, the bakoshes sarachim. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we leave out the whole middle part. So Rabbi Moshe Weinstein says it's not true. The concluding paragraph in the middle of bracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov is always a bakosha. The whole thing is bakoshes. But instead of being bakoshes, gashmi is dikat sarachim. We need a refuah, we need a parnasa, we need a shirach, we need so many other things. So we shift and we speak about ruchni is dikat sarachim. Kachenim in mitzvasecha, v'tar lebein, li'avdecha b'emes, and so on. And chilena shemalkena shabosses, that's all ruchni is dikat bakoshes. Our practice is at our Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, we say, Tidna Lashem Alkeinu B'Yahva, Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, Yom Trua Mikra Kodesh, Zecha Litzias Mitzrayim. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, so you say Yom Zichron Trua. Where did this come from? That when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, it's Zichron Trua, we speak about Lahaskir means to mention. You speak about Kiyas. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you actually blow shofar. So it's Yom Truah. So this is really from the Yerushalmi. And the Bavli quotes it, but the Bavli rejects it. The Bavli holds that that's not pshat in the Chumash. Rosh Hashanah is described in two places in the Chumash differently. One place it's described as Yom Truah, day of Kiyas Shofar. And once it's described as Yom Zichron Truah, day on which we talk about Kiyas Shofar. The Haskir, we talk about Kiyas Shofar. So which is it? So first, the Gemara quotes the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Then when Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh B'Shabbos, we talk about the kiss, but we don't actually blow. So then we say Yom Zichron Trua. Rosh Hashanah is Chal B'Chol, then we say Yom Trua, a day on which we blow Shabbos. So this is a problem. Why do we follow the Masechah Sofrim on this issue? That's what it says in Masechah Sofrim. When Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh B'Chol, you call it Yom Trua. When Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh B'Shabbos, you call it Zichron Trua. So this is a shaila because the Bavli rejected this. The Masechah Sofrim has it, but Masechah Sofrim not from the Tanoim. Masechah Sofrim was composed in the days of the Goinim by the Goinim Eretz Yisrael. They were Goinim Bovel and Goinim Eretz. The name of the yeshiva was Yeshiva's Goin Yaakov, the pride of the Jewish people. So the Goinim Eretz Yisrael were the ones who wrote the Masechah Sofrim, and they were the ones who came up with this idea that that's a din deraisa. The Rosh Hashanah Shacholis B'Shabbos Menatari, you don't blow shofar because it's a day that's referred to as Zichron Trua. But since the Bavli rejected that, then we usually follow the Bavli whenever there's a conflict between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. That's a famous riff in the end of Erevin. The riff says whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, we always follow the Bavli, and even if the contradiction is between the Bavli and Yerushalmi is what did Rabbi Yochanan say, what did Rish Lakish say. The Yerushalmi was composed by Talmid Rabbi Yochanan. So one would have thought that the Yerushalmi should be more authentic and more reliable to ascertain what did Rabbi Yochanan say. So we don't, it's not so. We follow the Bavli, even if it's a discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and there's a conflict between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we follow the Bavli. We assume the Bavli has a more correct version of what Rabbi Yochanan said than the Yerushalmi. Even though the Yerushalmi was composed by Talmid Rabbi Yochanan, we follow the Bavli. So that's the question. Why do we follow the Yerushalmi here? That Rosh Hashanah is Chalias Bechol, we would say Yom Trua. When Rosh Hashanah Chalias B'Shabbos, we would refer to the day as Zichron Trua. Why? The whole Zichron Trua, that's only the Yerushalmi holds like that. That Rosh Hashanah is Chalias B'Shabbos, we talk about Kiyas Shofar, but we don't actually blow Shofar. So that is a strong question. The Mefarshim work on that question. It's a very strong question. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Pesukim in Parshas Re'eh only speak about V'samachta Bechagecha on Shavuos, and then the Gemara learns that all the Shalosh Regalim are Hukshu Ahadadi. So there's a chiyuv simcha on all the Shalosh Regalim. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Rav Soloveitchik said, there's a discussion. The Shangasari has a discussion. Other Achreidim have, Rishonim have. So the Rav Soloveitchik would always point out, it's a machlokes hatanaim and moed katan. If one is in Avelus and then it comes, Yontav comes in the middle of Shiva, Yontav comes in the middle of Shloshim. So Ose Esed the Rabbi Medochi Esed Diochin. Since on Yontav there's a Chi of Simcha, that's an Esed the Rabbi, and Avelus is only an Esed Diochin. So usually we have a rule, Ein Esed Doche Esed, because Ma Yom Mehai Esed Mehai Esed. Why should you think one Esed is Muhammad than the other one? So an Esed is never Doche an Esed. But over here we say that it is. That Esed de Rabim, because we have this distinction. Simchas Yontav is an Esed de Rabim. All the Jewish community is mechuyev to celebrate Simchas Yontav, Esed de Rabim. Ochi Esed de Rabim, dochi Esed de Yochid. The Esed that you're not allowed to do malocha. One is not permitted to do malocha. What? Not malocha. The Esed Yochid is Avelus, Niyog Avelus. That's it, the Rabbim is Simchas Yontav. And it's a tie to the Sasra. You can't do both. If you're going to observe Avelus, then it's in contradiction to the Simchas Yontav. So whenever you have a conflict between one Esed and the other, so usually we say, Mayol Mehai Esed Mehai Esed. Why? Well, who gives you the right to choose one Esed over the other? So you should usually say, you should fulfill whatever you can be Shev Al Tasa Orif. It's a conflict with the two Esed, Shev Al Tasa. But here we don't say like that. Here we say, Osi Esed de Rabim, Dochi Esed de Yochid. Simchas Yontav is an Esed de Rabim, and Avelus Ebel Yochid Aski Loch. Avelus only Esed de Yochid. So that's why Simchas Yontav is Doche the Esed of Avelus, and Yontav cancels whatever. If Yontav comes in the middle of Shiva, cancels the rest of Shiva. Yontav comes in the middle of Shloshim, and cancels the rest of Shloshim. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is derech Avelus or not? So Api Pasha, that is exactly the machlokes. Is there a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or not? Yeah. From the fact that we pasken lehokel, we pasken Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur ad derech Shiva and ad derech Shloshim, the ad derech Avelus, that seems to indicate that we hold that there is a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but not necessarily because we have a klal. Whenever it comes to Nyanah Avelus, we always follow the more lenient opinion. So maybe Mikra, then we hold there's no mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but since there was such an opinion, in the days of the Tanaim, that was a machlekes, but the Rosh Hashanah is Mevatel Shiva, Mevatel Shloshim. And maybe since there was such an opinion, that's a question. You can't really prove, and the fact that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Mevatel Avelus, that we really hold, So the answer is no. There's a sugya in Erev and Daf Mem. The Gemara has a shaila like this: when you buy a pri chadosh, a new watermelon, new season, you say shachyanu. So the Gemara says that shachyanu is optional. That's a rishus. When you say shachyanu in kiddush and basal shvuah sukkis, that's a chayva. So the Gemara has a suffix. What about Yachyanu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Is it like Pesach Shavuot Sukkis that you do say Yachyanu? You go out of your way to say Yachyanu? Or maybe I should say Sheva Tassonit. Maybe you shouldn't say Yachyanu. Maybe there's no Chiyuv Simcha. So the Gemara has this Shaila and Erev and Daf Mem, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you do recite the Bracha of Zman. Shechyanu v'kimanu v'kyanu l'azman hazeh, that's the bracha of Shechyanu. You do recite the bracha of Shechyanu, even on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. So the Rambam says that on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there is a chiyuv simcha, but we don't recite halal because it's not Yemei Simcha Yisera. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkis, it's Simcha Yisera. There's a lot of simcha, so then you have to even recite the halal. Halal is an expression of Simchas Yontav, that's what the Ramban writes. The Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. The Rambam makes fun of the Bahag, why he counted Halal as one of the 630 mitzvah. The Rambam says, everybody knows that Halal is only the Rabbanan. It's not Pasuk and Chumash. How can you include mitzvahs with the Rabbanan in the minyan of Taryag? The Gemara says that Taryag mitzvah is not Malal Moshe Mishinai. the Targum HaMitzvah given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it can't include anything that's the Rabbanon. That's what the Rambam attacks the Ramban. No, come on. The Rambam disagrees with the Bahag. He says, how can the Bahag include Hallel in the Minyan HaTaryag? Hallel is only the Rabbanon. There's no Pasuk. No Chumash, it's only the Rabbanon. So it doesn't belong in the Minyan HaTaryag. So many say it's not true that the Ramban in Hasogas and the Sefer Mitzvah, Ramban Tainis, Hallel is their Isa, and it's an expression of Simchas Yontos. And the Gemara raises a question there in Erevin. How come we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? The Malachi of Sharis, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How come the Jewish people are not saying Hallel? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Sifre Chaim, Sifre Meis, and Psuch and Lefanai, Shira, Batamam, Hallel. Does that make sense? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world. Many people are going to get a negative judgment. Miyichya Meyomus. So the Gemara says that we don't recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So the Rambam seems to hold like the Ramban, that Hallel is the fulfillment of Simchas Yontif. That's why the Rambam writes that we do recite, we're mechuyev to say Shachyonu in Kiddush on Shabbos, and on Yom Kippur we say Shachyonu in Shul. Right after Kol Nidre, you do say Shachyonu. Why? So the Rishonim on the Daf, Rabbeinu Yohanes and Milunel explained, what was the Gemara Sofik? Whether you say Shachyonu or not on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. See, the Gemara says, a Rishus it certainly is. Like Shachyonu on the Begat Chodesh or Pi Chodesh, that for sure you say Shachyonu. So Shachyonu on Rosh Hashanah is certainly an option. It's a Rishus. But the Gemara wanted to know, in Erev and Daf Mem and Beis, is it a Chayva? The Gemara says, yes, it is a Chayva. What's the Sofik? What's the deal whether it's a Chayva or not? So Rabbeinu Yohanes and Milunel, and that Gemara explained, the other Rishonim don't explain what the Sofik is. He explained, that was the Shaila. Is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? If there's a mitzvah of Simcha, then you should say Shachar. If there's a mitzvah of Simcha, it doesn't make sense to say Shachar. So we hold La Locha that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are Mevatl Shiva, are Mevatl Shloshim, they are Mevatl Avelis. And it's not that it's Mevatl Avelis because Allah Locha Dema Mekel Be'ovel, not because we go to Kula and Avelis. Mikra, then we hold there's no Chiv Simcha. No. The Rambam explains we don't recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur not Yemei Simcha Yisera. They are Yemei Simcha. There is Yemei Simcha, but it's not Yemei Simcha Yisera. So since there is a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's Mevatel Avelus Petoris Vadai, not Petoris Sofik. Halacha Ketiva Amekel Ba'Ovel and Sofik. It's Petoris Vadai, it's Mevatel Avelus. And that's why we assume that there's a mitzvah to eat the basar v'yayin of Rosh Hashanah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. We have an old minhag, Tosfos quotes it from the Aruch, to blow Meir Koilos. Me'ikra din, all you have to blow is tkir tru, tkir three times. We're not sure what a tru is, but a tru is a tru, a tru is a shvarim, a tru is a shvarim tru. So we blow three times tashrat, three times tarat, and three times tashat. So we blow all the logical possibilities. But then the Rama quotes that the minig is that you blow Meir Koilos, some total together. One blows Meir Koilos on Rosh Hashanah. What is the Meir Koilos all about? So the Medrash has a comment on the pasuk that when Sisera didn't come back from the Milchama, so his mother was sobbing, Aim Sisera Biad HaChalon, Vati HaBeib, she was sobbing. So the Medrash has they quote a Medrash that says she was crying 100 Bechias. So we blow Meir Koilos and Rosh Hashanah Zecha Le'ime De Sisera. Why do we want to make a Zecha to Ime De Sisera on Rosh Hashanah? It's a little strange, they don't explain. So Rav Soloveitchik once held a drush on the topic, so he suggested like this, that every Jew should realize that if we don't do tshuva, we're broken, we're worthless, we're meaningless. The only meaning in life is if you're keeping mitzvahs, you're doing averus, life doesn't have any meaning. After the Second World War, there's a whole group of French philosophers who felt that life is not worth living, so they committed suicide. French existentialists. They believed in a certain, in this sheet that the life is not worth living, so they committed suicide, a waste of time. So that's what Ima Desirsu was sobbing. She had brought up her son to be a warrior, a general in the army to kill the enemy. And now she thinks her son is dead. So she's totally bankrupt now. Like the Arabs raise their children to be terrorists. And they believe if they do terrorist activities, they'll be rewarded. In the Olam HaEmes, they'll have many women. They'll have many women to sleep with and so on. Yeah. So that's what, so we should realize when we blow shofar, just like Ima de Sisra cried 100 times because she felt her whole goal in life to raise a son who'll be a big general in the army was gone now. Everything was lost. He was killed in the war with the Jewish people, and everything is away. She's completely bankrupt. So that's what we should all have in mind on our Seris Mei Tshuva. We have to do tshuva because our life will also be worthless. Our life will be meaningless, totally bankrupt if we don't do tshuva. That's according to the meaning that you blow merkelis zechelim edisisra. In the Torah Shlema, a Mendel Kasha has on the Parsha Sarkeda in Chumash Bereishis, he quotes midrashim that you quote tshuva sagodim that you blow merkelis zechel akedas Yitzchak. That when Avram Avinu, when Sarah heard that Avram Avinu almost killed her son after so many years, she didn't have any children, and then she had a child Yitzchak, and then she heard that her husband was going to shecht Yitzchak. So at that time, she was sobbing, mea koilos. So we blow mea koilos, mea b'chias. So we blow mea koilos on Rosh Hashanah, zechel akeida. Zechel akeida. So it's a totally different kavanah, not the same as Ima de Sisra, to indicate that life was totally bankrupt if we don't do tshuva, like she was totally bankrupt if her son was killed in battle. It's all different kavanah. Zechel akeida sitzcha. Yeah. The Gemara says that this idea that you blow shofar in the middle of Malchus and Shofaris, that's only when they have Chazaras Hashatz B'tzibur. But the Yochid, if a Yochid is davening at someone, he doesn't feel well, he can't go to shul, so he davens at home or an old age home or something like that. So he does not blow shofar in the middle of Tefillah B'lachash. When does he blow shofar? Should he blow shofar before or after? So the Raman Shulchan Aruch quotes, I think, the Rambam, who says the Yochid should blow shofar after he davens, before he davens Musaf. He quotes the Rambam, should blow shofar before he davens Musaf. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mefarshim in the Schus that he should blow shofar before, he shouldn't be nichshal in the Tefillah. The Tefillah should be in his Kabbal. And Rashi Shita is no, that it's preferable that he should blow shofar after. So the two opinions, when the Yochid is not going to hear Chazar Sashat, should he have Tkiyas before? If he has no choice, he has no choice. Whatever he's able to do, he can't be picky. But if he has a choice, so then the two opinions, is it preferable to blow shofar before? That's how the Ramos says. He should blow shofar before Musaf. And part of the idea behind blowing shofar before, that the tefillah should be in his Kabbal, or like Rashi, that he should blow shofar after. Two different menhagim, yeah. Some made a deal in the Rambam, they say B'shem Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and others said on their own, the same similar deal. Rav Leib Malin has this in his sefer also on the Rambam. It might possibly appear from the Rambam that Anias Omein, let's say a person says Kiddush and Abdol and someone else listens. So if he says Amen, we say Kalohin Amen Kil Hotzi Bracha Mipivdom. Say Amen is considered as if you said the Bracha. What if you didn't answer Amen? You paid attention to every word of the Kiddush Avdola, but you did not say Amen. So the Gemara says Shameya Ke'oina. If you paid attention to every word, even though you didn't answer Amen, Shameya Ke'oina and Kalohin Amen Kil Hotzi Bracha Mipivdom Misoye Yotzi. So they have a Mashmois. That's a Gemara Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches. So they have a mashmos in the Rambam. It may appear from the Rambam that by Chazoras Hashatz and by Benchim Mizumen, Anias Amein is Ma'akev. why should that be so? Well, why should Chazaras HaShatz and Bench and Mezuman be different? So Rav Soloveitchik used to give a big shiur every year on his father's yahrzeit on Gimel Shvat. The shiur was always on some topic in Or HaChaim that everyone should be able to follow. So he used to say on Kiddush, on Abdullah, on Krishma, on Shmoneh Esrei, on Tzitzis, on Tefillin, always on some easy topic. So one year, the shiur was on Bench and Mezuman. So he said that Chazaras HaShatz is Tefillas HaTzibur. The whole Tzibur is offering one Shmoneh Esrei. When you daven Tefillah Belachash, 10 people are davening at the same time, that's Tefillah B'Tzibur. When the Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, that's Tefillah HaTzibur. The whole Tzibur is offering one Tefillah. And when you bench Mezuman, it's also. It's not based on Shemeh Ka'ina. Bizman HaGemara, only the Mezaman would recite the benching, and all the others would answer Amen. So from the Rambam is mashma, perhaps, that Anias Amen is ma'akeh by Bench Mezuman. Why? Because it's not, you don't allow Shemeah Ka'ina in benching. The Rishami says there are three areas on Halacha where we don't permit Shemeah Ka'ina. One is by Kriyashma. More correct is you should be Mekabal al Macha Shamayim on your own. And one is by eating food. If you're eating the food, you didn't ask the other one to eat another sandwich for you. You ate the sandwich yourself, so you should really say your own bracha before and after. Shouldn't rely on Shemeah Ka'ina. And the third is by Shmoneh Esrei. If you have some, you need parnas, you need a shidduch, you need refuah shleima, so you should ask on your own. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, by Kriyashma and by Shmoneh Esrei, tefillah, and by eating food, the bracha before, the bracha after, we don't allow Shemeah Ka'ina. But we do it all the time. One person says, I'm Yotzi on Friday night, and Yontav, and everybody's Yotzi. So the Mishnah Berurah said that that's really not based on Shemeah Ka'ina. It's considered HaMoitzi for the whole Chabura. And when you bench Mezuman, the Iker Din is that the Mezamin says the whole benching out loud, and the others just answer Amen. They don't say the benching along. Rabbi Yosef Kara and Shulchan Aruch quotes Rishonim, they recommend you should say along with the Mezamin, because a lot of times we don't pay attention. So if you're not going to pay attention, we'll be left with nothing. But even if you do pay attention, the Mezamin should still say, the Mishnah Berurah says, and Rav Soloveitchik would always insist, the Mezamin should really say the whole Birchas HaMazon out loud. And everybody has to answer Amen. Birchas HaMazon B'Chabura. The HaMoitzi is a different HaMoitzi. It's not based on Shemeah Ka'ina. One says HaMoitzi, the other is HaYotzi. It's not based on, we don't allow Shemeah Ka'ina by HaMoitzi. We don't allow Shemeah Ka'ina by benching either. Unless you have a situation in a Sofer Rabur. One knows how to bench, the other one doesn't know. So say from Mavarach, Ubu Yotze Bebuchas. Then we revert back to the Din Deraisa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. That this halacha that you don't allow Shemeah Ka'ina by Kriyashma, by Tefillah, by Brachas that have to do with eating food, this Chumah not to allow Shemeah Ka'ina is only Midirabbanan. So if one is a Sofer, one is a Bur, Hapinish Kembreira, so you rely back, you revert back to the Din Deraisa, you do allow Shemeah Ka'ina. But when you have bench and Mezumah, there's room to say, and the Asamein is Le'ikuva, because the Mezamin says the benching and the others are not benching. They're not being Yotze with Shemeah Ka'ina. We don't allow Shemeah Ka'ina by benching and by Tefillah and by Kriyashma. So what is it based on? It's based on a different word. The whole Tzibur offers one benching. B'chamazim b'chabura. Absolutely, you didn't want to call it Tzibur, because a Tzibur usually has the connotation of 10 people or more, a minion. And here you have bench and Mezumim with 3 people. So he called it, you will coin a term, it's Birchas HaMazon B'Chabura. So he said a svara that it could be on the Asamein is Le'ikuva, because you need audience participation to make it into a Bracha B'Chabura. The whole tzibur has to answer Amen. He said by Hagriz Maharevel, it said, they said the Brachas HaKlolos, the owner called home, the Amru Amen. So he said, why do you have to say Amen? If Shemeah Ka'ina, if everyone is paying attention, so it's considered as if they said Amen. So he said, no, it's not Shemeah Ka'ina over here. Here it's, you need, the Tzibur should participate by answering Amen. That makes it into a Shvur B'Tzibur. That makes it into a Birchas HaMazon B'Tzibur, makes it into a Chazaras HaShatz, it's a Tfilas HaTzibur. So if Anias Amen is Likuvas, it could well be that if you're going to answer Amen Chatufa, you're going to answer Amen too soon, I think the Gemara says it doesn't count. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that the nigun for the davening on Yom Tovim and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is such that it misleads the tzibur often misleads the tzibur to answer amen too quickly. For example, you say, Baruch atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Hazmah Amen. People answer amen together with the final syllable. That's an amen chatufa. Sugich gechap. He's saying amen too soon. You have to wait till the chazan finishes the final syllable of the final word in the bracha, and then you say amen. So that's why Rav Velva Soloveitchik and his Talmidim, they would be makbid all year long, but especially on Rosh Hashanah. Because if you don't have nine people answering amen properly, they're going to say amen chatufa. There's room to say that you're not yotze the whole Chazaras HaShatz. And if you're not yotze the Chazaras HaShatz, because Anias Amen is Le'ikuvah, that was Shabchaim's deal in the Loshan HaRambam, it could be Anias Amen properly is Le'ikuvah by Chazaras HaShatz by Bench and Mizuman. So if you're not properly yotze Chazaras HaShatz, then you're not yotze the whole Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrochas. No one's yotze. Not only the one who didn't answer Amen properly. None of the people in the Tzibra yotze. So I remember when I was a Talmud in high school, we had a lot of the rabbeim with daven with the minyan with the talmidim. Those who didn't have a rabbinical position, they were daven in the yeshiva. So those who learned by Rav Velva, they would be makbid to show the tzibur. They would wave their hands like a leader of an orchestra, and they would show them when to say amen. They shouldn't answer amen too soon. And Rav Soloveitchik would also make that announcement every year on Rosh Hashanah before Tkiyas Shofar. He would say you shouldn't begin to say amen on the brachas and the Shmoneh Esrei till a chazan completes the final syllable of the bracha. Shouldn't answer amen chatufa. Also, that's the family has that kpeda. If you answer amen improperly, there's room to say that you're not yotze the whole Chazaras HaShatz, and the maybe you're not yotze tkiyas al seder brachas, because that din, either din deraisa, din derabbanan, tkiyas al seder brachas, was only instituted when you're having Chazaras HaShatz, but tzibur. If the tzibur answers amen properly. Yeah, the Mishnah says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that the Baal Tekeya has to be a person that's b'chuy b'dover. Let's say the best Baal Tekeya in the shul is a child who's before bar mitzvah or a woman. Women are not b'chuy in Tekeya Shefa. So the Mishnah says, Yishenim b'chuy b'dover, so the Gemara raises a question. What if the Baal Tekeya blew Shofar in Shul, and everybody in Shul was Yotze, the Baal Tekeya was also Yotze. Then he has to go to the hospital to lay for the sick people at the old age home. So he's not B'chui B'dover anymore. He was already Yotze to kill Shofar in Shul together with everybody else at the time of Chazaras HaShatz. So he's not B'chui B'dover. How can he be Motzi the people on the old age home or the people in the hospital? So the Gemara has this discussion. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, Yotza Moitzi, even though he already was Yotzi, Tkiyas and Shul, he's permitted to blow Shofar again to be Moitzi, the people here. Aye, but he's not Mechui B'dover anymore. So Rashi answers, Rashi and all the Rishonim picked it up from Rashi, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bozeh, calls man that there's still one Jew left in the world who wasn't Yotzi, Tkiyas Shofar. I live in New York. So calls man there's one Jew in the world who wasn't yet Yotzi, Tkiyas Shofar. I'm still considered mechui b'dover because kol yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh. So if I can blow shofar a second time, and that'll help the other person be yotze, so I'm mechuyev. I'm kol yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh. I'm mechuyev. I am mechui b'dover. If it's possible for me to help someone else be yotze by my blowing shofar, so then I'm still considered mechui b'dover, and I can be mechuyev to the others. That's a big chiddush. That kol yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh means I'm still considered a mechuyev b'dover. There is a big discussion in Rishonim today. We have already ignored it. There's a big discussion in days of the Rishonim. Women are not mechuyev in tkiyas shofar because it's a mitzvah seser shehazman groma. So is a man permitted to carry the shofar? Let's say the Baal Tekeya is going to blow shofar for his grandmother who's at home. She's 102 years old and she can't come to shul. Is he permitted to carry the shofar in the street that there's no Erev? All the Lamates Melachas on Shabbos carry over to Yontov. There is an Issa Haitzah on Yontov. You have to empty your pockets out. You're permitted to carry if it's Tzorach HaYom Ktzas. So that's the question. Is this considered Tzorach HaYom Ktzas that a woman should blow shofar? The women are not mechuyev, not minat Torah, not min the rabban. If they'll hear tkiyah shofar, they'll be a kiyum. They'll get schar as an enemy. They'll get schar. There is a kiyum, but they're not mechuyev. So some of the rishonim held that you're not allowed to carry the shofar in the rishus rabban. You have women. Some held even tkiyah shofar is also min the rabban. Gemara said tkiyah shofar is chach mevein and malacha. And I tell it's mutter to blow shofar on Shabbos and Yantav. It's only awesome with the Rabbanim. So some say that even though it's only the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah for women. Just like you're not allowed to carry in the street the shofar for women. That's called Shalot Tzorach Klal. Not allowed to do Haitzor Shalot Tzorach. So to blow shofar for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Tkir Shofar, that's, you don't say there's an Issa the Rabbanim, Mashmiya Kol Shir. Mashmiya kol on the shofar. That's the mitzvah sayem, is bitkiya shofar. But if one is blowing shofar for women, so there used to be in the days of the Shem, there was an opinion that you're not allowed. And now the common practice, everybody assumes, even though the women are not mechuyev at all to blow shofar, but if you, they will hear tkiya shofar, they will have a kiyum deraisa. So that's considered the tzorach. You're permitted to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim in order to blow for women, and you're permitted to blow the shofar, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Yantar, we allow it. That's called the Tzorach HaYom Tzas.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.